Jay Trachtenberg. Hope you're enjoying this Tuesday afternoon. We're live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman are our engineers. And we just heard mention of Rosie Fullers, and guess what? She's right here with us live in Studio 1A. Welcome, Rosie.
Thank you, Jay. It's great to be here. Yeah. I've been here, maybe a couple of times, but it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you've been coming and playing in our two Studio 1As for quite a long time.
Yeah, in the old studio.
Yeah, in the old dungeon
there. I remember the first time I met you.
Yeah, a long time ago. Well, you're here today. You got a busy week. We'll talk about stuff that you'll be doing. But mm-hmm. you're here today with drummer Jim Starboard. On bass, we have Matthew Lindsay. Over there on our piano, we have Dan Walton. And on guitar, we have the one and only Rockabilly Philly herself, Miss Rosie Flores. Good to have you. What tune would you like to start off with?
We're going to start off with a song called I Want to Do More. It's just a fun little jive number, and this is one that's going to be on my new blues record that's coming out.
Oh, good.
So we've been starting to add this to the show, and we're this is the very band that's going to be at the Stompin' Holler in Taylor, Texas, so we wanted to make sure we got here to play somewhere together before we played there, which is going to be in Taylor, Texas at 5 p.m. On Saturday night, June 3rd. Here we go. Everybody ready? One, two, three. For my baby, want to do more, make you understand. Want to do more for my baby. I want you to know that you're my loving man. We used to go together like a hand in a glove, live on a shoestring, a whole lot of love. Shoes were tattered, clothes were thin. My baby stuck by me until the end. I wanna do more and more for my baby. More to make you understand. I wanna do more for my baby. Yeah. I want you to know that you're my love of mine. We used to hug and squeeze. You're loving with all your might. You used to make me laugh, and that ain't all. We used to take a little nip and have a ball. I wanna do more for my baby, 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 yeah. More to make you understand.
I want you to know, I want you to know, I want you to know.
righty. Rosie Flores live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. So tell us about the blues album that's we're going to be looking for.
I started recording it in Nashville with a bass player named Dave Rowe. He played, I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he was Johnny Cash's bass player, and he's done a lot of session work. He produced the Dressed in Black Johnny Cash CD that I was on, and that's I kind of got to know him in those days. I lived in Nashville for about 7 years, and he was also on my Speed of Sound record with me, and I cut a few jazz songs on that, and he's just a great upright player. And him and Kenny Vaughn, who's a guitar player who plays with
Marty Stewart,
they have a blues band together in Nashville. So I started sitting in with them, and they're like, holy cow, we need to make a record with you, and come on down when we get the studio built. So I started it the November before, and I've just been so busy. It's just hasn't worked out to finish the record until several months ago, and now I'm just getting ready to get it mastered and figure out a way to get it out. And I got in touch with Arlen Studios. Lisa Fletcher invited me to come and finish the record there. I didn't have any overdubs done, and Charlie Sexton jumped on board and helped get all the overdubs done. We have some great singers, and just Charlie did some playing on it too, and just T. Jared Bont on piano, and Mike Flanagan on organ, and yeah, it came out so good. I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait for everybody to hear it. You know, it's kind of like my little secret box I keep in my room, and like little few songs out now and then, and invite somebody in my car to hear it. But I can't wait to get it out.
We'll look forward to hearing that. Rosie Flores is our guest this afternoon here on KUTX 98.9. So did I hear you're writing a book also?
Yes, I've been working on Wacky Truck Stop Candy and Road Stories for a while. All the photographs have been done. It's like I've collected all these candies back from way back when I was in the Screaming Sirens, and just wacky candy that impersonates real life. I don't mean like Junior Mints or things like that. I mean the candy that's shaped like things that are part of life, from dirty laundry candy to UFO suckers and lollipops and bubblegum guitars and worms and dirt and, you know, just fun, wacky, I call it wacky truck stop candy. And so it's a way to, when you're on the road and you stop and get a bite to eat or you have to use the restroom, I'll go straight to the candy aisle every time and see if there's anything unique that I can tell a story about that fits in with my experiences on the road. And, my life's been pretty easy going. Just, you know, maybe I'm kind of accident prone, and I've had a few rip-offs to talk about and stuff like that. But, it's not... This book is not sex, drugs, and just rock and roll, basically.
Right. Well, when Rosie isn't putting a book together or recording an album, she's playing gigs, and you've got a bunch of opportunities to see her this week. Of course, as she mentioned, she'll be at the Taylor Stomp and Holler Barbecue and Music Festival Saturday. And the Mavericks will be there, Whiskey Shivers, and Rosie Flores, who goes on at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then tonight you'll be at the Continental Club playing.
I started a new band with a girl who just moved here recently, married Tom Lewis. Her name is Sophia Johnson, and she's an amazing guitar player. And we worked together on the Outlaw Country Cruise. We put a band together last February. And we had so much fun doing it, we decided to keep playing and rehearsing, and we just came up with the name Guitar Legs, so that's our name. And we've been playing every Tuesday at the Continental Club, and we're going to resume those Tuesdays in August at the Continental Club, but we do have this tonight, which is our last Tuesday in May, and we're doing this coming Friday night, and we're doing 4th of July. Okay. And those are only gigs we have right now.
And you've got a little jazz group that'll be playing tomorrow night at the Gallery, Continental Club Gallery.
Yep,
upstairs.
The Blue Moon Jazz Quartet with Jim Stringer and T. Jared Bonta and Larry Larry Eisenberg. I almost said Larry Monroe. I know it's something about being here pulls Larry Monroe's name. Oh, I miss him. Yep. And but anyway, I'm super busy with all these projects, but I just love each and every one of them so much. I love this band and playing with these guys and, you know, doing my blues songs and some rockabilly and stuff. So I've been keeping myself busy so I can stay happy.
All right.
It makes me happy to play music.
So. Well, let's have you play some music right now. What tune would you like to do for us next?
Well, thank you so much. I'd like to do a song that I produced on the Janis Martin record with Bobby Trimble. We chose a song and she loved it and did it. So I've been doing it, her version. It's a song that both Dwight Yoakam and Dave Alvin recorded, written by Dave Alvin, called The Long White Cadillac. And this song was written about the last day that Hank Williams took that long ride in the long white Cadillac.
Thank you.
Rosie Flores and her band live in Studio 1A. That was Dan Walton over there pounding the 88 keys.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounded good.
Starboard on the drums. Beautiful. Those are the prettiest Gretsch drums I've ever seen in my life. Those are so pretty. Of course, they're turquoise. No wonder I love them. Matt's on guitar. Yeah. And Matthew Lindsay on the bass. Everybody playing a really cool old Guild that looks like a hollow body Gretsch.
Yeah.
What year is that bass? 66. Ooh, mm-hmm. Nice.
And you can catch this band Saturday at 5 o'clock out at the Taylor Stompin' Holler Barbecue and Music Festival. And you get information and tickets at stompinhollerfest.com. Rosie will be at the Continental Club tonight, the Continental Club Gallery tomorrow night, and back at the Continental Club on Friday.
And busy then Taylor, week. Texas on Saturday.
All right.
And every Wednesday we're at the gallery, the Blue Moon Jazz Quartet. We have a new time slot, 8:30 p.m. So it's a nicer one for us because we don't have to make everybody miss their morning coffee at their office the next day. A lot of people have real jobs in this town.
Well, good luck on the forthcoming blues album and also on the book.
And, thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing you around town. Thanks for coming
in,
Rosie.
It's always good to see you out and about. Yeah. It's good to see you in here. And thanks so much for having us.
My pleasure.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Thanks KUTX to Radio.
Thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. And guess what? I've got some Jethro Tull tickets to give away in just a little while. So stay tuned for that. Rosie and the band's going to do one more tune, and we'll have the entire 3-song set up on our website probably within 24 hours at KUTX.org. And this is KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.